The game gave his daughter a Maybach for her sweet 16. What should parents discuss before the keys? By Janice Robinson Celeste. The oversized pink bow made the reveal impossible to miss. On August 22, 2026, rapper The Game surprised his daughter, Kali Dream Taylor, with a Mercedes-Maybach GLS 600 at her sweet 16 celebration in Beverly Hills. Multiple reports place the luxury SUV's value at about $300,000. But the most useful parenting conversation is not about the price tag. It starts after the balloons, music, and photographs, when a teenager understands that a beautiful gift can also carry serious responsibility. Short answer, before handing over the keys to any high-value gift, talk about readiness, safety, ongoing costs, family rules, consequences, and the values behind the purchase. A $300,000 vehicle is not a parenting standard. The same conversation applies to a regular car, a phone, designer clothing, tuition, or any other expensive gift. What happened at Kali Dream's Sweet 16? Reports from Complex, TMZ, and BCK Online describe a Beverly Hills birthday celebration held the day after Kali's actual birthday. The Game, whose legal name is Jacian Taylor, surprised Kali with a Mercedes-Maybach GLS 600 decorated with a large pink bow. The reports say he walked her outside blindfolded for the reveal. After the blindfold came off, Kali posed with the keys and sat behind the wheel. That is a joyful birthday snapshot, but it does not establish that she has a driver's license, insurance, or permission to drive independently. Kali is publicly reported as the daughter of The Game and Tiffany Cambridge. We should not use a birthday post to guess about their private finances, household rules, custody arrangements, or driving plan. The public record gives us a celebration, not the complete family conversation behind it. The Instagram post gives a glimpse of the family celebration. In The Game's public Instagram post, Kali thanked both parents. She wrote that her father gave her the car while her mother gave her heart, along with other forms of work and support. That wording gives us a glimpse of something important. Children can recognize different kinds of love and investment. One gift may be visible in a driveway. Another may show up through years of care, encouragement, time, advocacy, and emotional support. Both matter. The real gift is the conversation that comes with the keys. A high-value gift can communicate pride, trust, and celebration. It can also create pressure if your child believes the item proves their worth or gives them adult freedom before they are ready. Your job is to connect the gift to values rather than status. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau explains that financial habits and norms continue developing through adolescence. Teens benefit from practicing planning, saving, comparison shopping, self-control, and decisions that match their goals. That means the question is not simply, can we afford this? It is also, what will this teach? Five conversations to have before a teen drives any car. 1. Talk about legal readiness and skill. Ask whether your teen is legally licensed and ready for the specific vehicle. Licensing and teen driver rules vary by state, so check your local requirements rather than relying on age alone. The CDC's Graduated Driver Licensing Guide explains why new drivers typically need a step-by-step process before full driving privileges. A large, powerful, or unfamiliar vehicle may require additional practice. A teen can be mature in school, responsible with chores, and still need more time behind the wheel with a qualified adult. 2. Name every ongoing cost. Who pays for insurance, fuel, maintenance, registration, taxes, repairs, tires, detailing, parking, and roadside assistance? The purchase price is only one part of ownership. You do not need to reveal private financial information to teach this lesson. You can create a simple monthly estimate together. Let your teen see how one decision affects the family budget, savings goals, and future opportunities. 3. Set clear rules for people and situations. Discuss passengers, nighttime driving, phones, speeding, substances, seatbelts, lending the vehicle, parties, and long trips. Put the rules in writing. The CDC Parent-Teen Driving Agreement can help your family create shared expectations. The CDC's Teen Driver Safety Guidance also identifies common danger zones, including distractions, passengers, speeding, and impaired driving. The rule should be simple. No text, call, notification, substance, or passenger pressure is more important than arriving safely. 4. Decide what accountability looks like. What happens if your teen breaks a rule? Discuss consequences before a problem occurs, not invent them during an argument. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends setting specific rules, gradually expanding privileges after safe driving, and using firm consequences for reckless behavior. That might mean losing access to the vehicle, adding supervised practice, or completing a safety course. Accountability is not about humiliating your teen. It shows that trust can be repaired through responsible action. 5. Connect the gift to a money lesson. Ask your teen what the gift represents. Is it budgeting, stewardship, generosity, opportunity, achievement, or family pride? Your teen can participate in age-appropriate tasks such as tracking fuel, comparing maintenance plans, creating a savings goal, or learning how insurance works. The CFPB notes that young people build financial capability through guidance, direct experience, planning, and reflection. The goal is not to make your child feel guilty for receiving something nice. It is to help them understand that abundance comes with choices. A luxury gift is not a license to skip responsibility. Absolutely not. A Maybach, a family sedan, or a used car should not change the basics of safe teen driving. Your child still needs a written parent-teen driving agreement, supervised practice, and clear limits. The AAP notes that the first months of unsupervised driving can be especially concerning and encourages parents to limit passengers and nighttime driving at first. Follow your state's rules and your family's safety judgment. A teen may sit behind the wheel for a photograph without being ready to drive alone. The car should match the teen's readiness, not the other way around. What co-parenting can teach us without guessing? Start with communication, not assumptions. If more than one caregiver is involved in a teen's life, discuss who will handle transportation, rules, insurance questions, emergency contacts, maintenance, and consequences. Keep the focus on the child's safety and stability. That does not mean the public should speculate about the game and Tiffany Cambridge's private arrangements. It means any family coordinating across households can benefit from one shared message. The teen's well-being comes before competing expectations. When caregivers agree on safety basics, a teenager receives steadiness instead of confusion. That emotional security matters just as much as the practical driving plan. The Black Family Learning Moment. Celebrate the milestone. A Black girl turning 16, surrounded by family and loved ones, deserves joy, beauty, and recognition. Our children should know that their achievements and growth are worthy of celebration. At the same time, wealth is not proof of better parenting. Black families live in cities, suburbs, and rural communities with different transportation needs, incomes, traditions, and priorities. For one family, a vehicle may represent convenience. For another, it may support school, work, caregiving, or access to opportunity. For another, waiting to drive may be the wisest choice. Successful Black Parenting Magazine encourages you to make the lesson fit your family. A gift can be modest and still carry a powerful message. I see you, I believe in you, and I will help you grow into the responsibility this moment requires. A parent-teen checklist for any high-value gift. Before finalizing a major purchase, ask, readiness, is my teen legally and emotionally ready? Safety, what skills, training, and supervised practice are needed? Costs, who pays for the full cost of ownership? Rules, what are the limits on passengers, phones, nighttime use, and lending? Accountability, what happens if a rule is broken? Money, what budgeting, saving, or stewardship lesson comes with it? Voice, has my teen helped shape the responsibility plan? Stability, do all relevant caregivers understand the expectations? Key takeaways. A luxury vehicle is not a license. A teen still needs legal clearance, practice, and readiness. The purchase price is only the beginning. Insurance, fuel, maintenance, repairs, and registration matter. Write down the rules. A parent-teen driving agreement reduces confusion. Use gifts as learning moments. Talk about stewardship, opportunity cost, budgeting, and generosity. Celebrate Black family joy without measuring love by money. Every family can honor a milestone in a way that fits its values and resources. Frequently asked questions: Is Collie Dream Taylor licensed to drive the Maybach? The public reports do not establish that Collie is licensed, insured, or driving independently. They show her posing with the keys and sitting behind the wheel during the birthday reveal. How much did the Maybach cost? Complex, TMZ, and other entertainment outlets reported that the Mercedes-Maybach GLS 600 was worth approximately $300,000. That figure comes from reporting and should not be treated as a confirmed private purchase price. Should a 16-year-old drive a luxury vehicle? That depends on licensing, state restrictions, vehicle features, driving skill, maturity, supervision, insurance, and family rules. The safest approach is to follow local requirements and begin with supervised practice and limited privileges. What should parents include in a teen driving agreement? Include rules for seatbelts, passengers, phones, speeding, substances, nighttime driving, lending the vehicle, maintenance, emergencies, and consequences. The CDC provides a parent-teen driving agreement families can use as a starting point. Does this lesson apply if my family cannot afford a luxury gift? Yes. The lesson applies to any valuable or high-responsibility gift, including a used car, phone, computer, designer item, tuition support, or travel experience. The amount matters less than the conversation about values, care, responsibility, and preparation. A pink bow can create a beautiful memory, but the lasting gift is the wisdom your teen carries forward. Whether your family celebrates with a Maybach, a used vehicle, or simply a meaningful conversation about growing up, let the moment say more than you can have this. Let it say, you are capable of learning, contributing, and becoming ready for what comes next.